Okay.
We're still okay. Supervisors.
I mean, okay, we're still supervisors. Okay, at this time I will call to order the Drainage District Trustees, the Board of Supervisors acting as Drainage District Trustees, to consider levying for repairs against Drainage District Milford 32. Drainage District Clerk Scott Wall has provided us some background information regarding this, and I will turn it over to Scott first of all for comments.
Okay. We've recently are in the process of completing a fairly major cleanout project of District 32. It's an open drainage ditch. We cleaned out about 3.5 miles of open ditch. It's growing up with mature trees. I think they had one junk car, other detritus in the ditch, brush, weeds, and also straightened the ditch. It's about a $400,000 project for the actual construction work and another $60,000 in engineering fees. And now it's time to levy the district to pay for that. And in drainage districts, it's the people in the district. They own the district facilities. We maintain the district for them, but they pay for all the work that's done in the district. And so that's where we're at now. We need to levy that district and start getting those fees or those costs recouped. The way the district stands right now, there's a $244,780 shortfall. We expect the project total to be $420,436. That's currently being financed through the treasurer, who will collect any interest on unpaid assessments. I'm recommending a 615% assessment, which will generate $420,768.32. Should leave a minimum of $5,000 in the district fund. It could leave up to $15,000. We don't have the final figures yet because our engineer has not completed a walkthrough. That will come later this spring once they have weather where they think they can seed the project down, and they may have additional rock or maybe some tile hookups that they haven't completed yet. That's where we stand.
And as we levy, these levies would be due at the end of September?
September 30th with regular taxes.
Okay.
The people can pay any time. One thing, because of the size of this project, we're allowing people, this was an earlier drainage district meeting, we're allowing people to spread their payments over 10 years at a 3% interest rate. The people that do decide to do that, that 3% goes back to the treasurer. That's why the treasurer has agreed to fund this project at this point. People can pay in full. They can choose to spread their payments if they want to spread their payments. That request has to be made in writing within 30 days after the date of the assessment, which I'm recommending we date that Friday, April 6th, I believe it is, this Friday.
All right, so that I'm clear, if we go ahead with this, we approve the assessment today, that goes on the books, it becomes official as of this Friday, then landowners, if they want to spread out payments, they have 30 days to notify you.
Correct.
That to notify you that they want
to
spread out payments.
Office.
If they don't do that, they have until September 30th to pay the drainage levy.
Correct. And they can request to waive those payments and then go ahead and pay in full by September 30th and not incur any interest.
And you've outlined all that pretty well in that letter that you're going to send with the assessment.
Correct. Yeah, there's a two-page letter that will be included.
Can be a handwritten note from John Doe that he wants to...
Right. That has to be done in writing. And the way it works is they'll come in and we'll have something for them to sign. So they wouldn't necessarily even have to write something. They could come in and we'd have something prepared for them.
So based upon the decision that we reached today, would we have to send out an additional notification then indicating the action that was developed to each of those landowners within the district?
I don't believe so, because it will be that letter. There's a letter that's going out.
But I mean, a letter, yes, they will be. In other words, they will be receiving a letter.
Yeah, and that will come with their assessment notice.
Great,
in
great,
the same envelope.
Great. That's my point. One thing I want to make sure that clearly that they would have the proper notification.
One thing we discussed in an earlier meeting was the possibility of sending out an additional notification when we typically levy drainage July 1st.
Right.
And so we might send out an additional notification for those owners at that point, just so they remember that it's out there, because sitting on this for 5 months and then they have to pay, those things do get misplaced.
So we're trying to give them as much notice as possible.
Yeah. And everybody out there knows this was coming. They've known it since last January right. or even before September.
Oh, yeah, but it becomes real once they get the levy
oh, yeah.
and the letter. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll move that we approve the 615% assessment for Milford Drainage District 32.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the 615% levy for Milford Drainage District 32. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Move adjournment of the Drainage District meeting.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjournment of the Drainage District. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.